let's review Shabbos Daf Hey. If a person throws an object 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and someone else catches it, so it depends how the other person caught it. If the person stood in his place and caught the object, so then the one who threw it is going to be chayiv, because the akira of the chayfetz and the hanacha of the chayfetz was all done by the person who threw it, even if he didn't intend for that guy to catch it, but that guy was standing exactly in the spot where he threw it. However, if the receiver had to move from his place and catch the object, then the hanacha is considered to be done mikoach the mekabel and not mikoach the zorek, and therefore they're both going to be potter. If a person threw an object and then he himself runs after it to try to catch it, Rabbi Yochanan is not sure whether the akira and hanacha that's done by a single person through shnei kochos, by playing two different roles as the thrower and the receiver, counts as one person doing it and therefore is chayiv, or it counts as if two people did it and therefore he's going to be potter. If you have a stick in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and on top of that stick you have a basket, so the status of the basket, whether what Rishus counts as, depends on the height of the stick, the height of the basket. If it was 10 tefachim high and the basket was 4 by 4 tefachim wide, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the basket's considered Rishus Yachid, and even though the basket itself is the stick itself is not 4 by 4 tefachim wide, because we view the walls of the basket as if they go down, good achis, as if they go down all the way to the ground. If you throw something from Rishus Rabim and it rests in that basket, you're going to be chayiv. If, however, it's lower than 10 tefachim from the ground, then the basket itself has a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and just like the exact spot of Rosh Hashanah Rabim where the stick is resting. If a person is standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, puts his hand into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and draws water out, so there are many different ways that it could be done, and whether he's going to be chayiv or potter depends on how he does it. If he's mekabel straight from Shemayim, he's mekabel the water straight from the rain coming down, so then he's not going to be chayiv, because it makes no difference if Hitinuhu, if his friend loaded him up, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu loaded him up with a package. If he clasps his two hands together and catches the rain that way, so even though he's doing a Maisa, he's still going to be potter, because he wasn't okay from a makom of dalet al dalet tefachim. If he took a drop of water that rested on a slanty wall and he removed it that way, he's also going to be potter, because there was no hanacha. It wasn't resting on a wall. The wall was slanty and water drips right off the wall. If he takes from a hole that has water in it and he skims off water from the top, then he's going to be chayiv, because then he's taking it from makom hanacha. On Daf Hey and Beis, we talk about if a person's reading a scroll in a karmelis or on a rooftop, and which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and one end of the scroll rolls out of his hand, is he allowed to bring it back? So if it's in a karmelis, so the part that's still in his hand, he's allowed to roll back to himself, since even if the whole thing would have fallen out of his hand, it would only be in a Siddur Rabbanan to take it back from a Rosh Hashanah Rabim to a karmelis, so we're not going to make gzera l'gzera. But if he's on a roof, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then if he's only allowed to roll it back if it hasn't rolled down within 10 tefachim of the ground and it's resting on the wall. So then you could, but if it's otherwise, you would have to flip it over on the ksav so that it just not to put the sefer bibizayon. The Gemara then discusses, what if things are floating in water? Is that considered to be resting, or is that not considered to be resting? So if you have a nut floating in water, that's not considered to be the hanacha. It's not considered to be munach, and if you remove it from the water and you take it out, you're going to be potter, because it's not considered an akira. But if the nut is floating in a kli is sitting in a kli, and the kli is floating in water, and then it's a suffix whether we follow the nut itself, which is considered to be munach, or the kli, which is not considered to be munach. When you have oil floating on top of wine, the chacham hold the oil is not considered to be munach, and if you remove the oil and you take it outside, you're potter. And similarly, if it's vilyom touches the oil, you will not pass the yayin, because it's considered to be on top of the yayin, not together, not as one entity with the yayin. According to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, though, it's all one entity, and therefore it's considered to be munach. And if you take out the oil, you're going to be chayiv. And if it's vilyom touches it, touches even just the oil, the wine is going to be pasul as well. If a person is carrying an ishtam and he stops to rest or to adjust his package, so if he stops to rest, it's considered to be a hanacha. Hanachas gufo is like hanachas chayfetz. So if he carries 4 amos, stops to rest, and then carries another 4 amos, and then carries 2 amos rather, stops to rest, and then carries another 2 amos, he's going to be potter, because it's considered to be that he only carried 2 amos at a time. But if he stops to adjust his package, that's considered all part of the walking process. And therefore, if he carries 2 amos, stops stops to rest, and then stops to adjust his package, then carries another 2 amos, he's going to be chayiv. If a person removes an object from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to put it in another spot in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then he changes his mind and he decides to put it in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he's pater, because his akira misha'a rishona was not with the intention of putting it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it was not with the intention of bringing it to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it was with the intention of only putting it in another part of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, that is a chazara of Shabbos Tav Hei.